3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'll be right with you there, Sam, if you could just roll another bumper song. All right, thanks.
Attack! Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turned around. I see a glimpse of the recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. What I mean is why?
Welcome to the February 19th, 2023 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. Sorry for running late, folks. I had a window blow out and in the high winds and had a lot of cleaning up to do after that. So let me place my microphone. I'm sure there's a little bit of interference there. And we just started the Facebook live stream. So I will once again say welcome to the February 19th live 2023 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and the website is theliberationstation.com. And in a half hour from now, in 23 minutes, now that we've started late, we'll have Dr. Jared Roscoe joining us. Dr. Jared Roscoe, a chiropractic physician here in my area. He's just about a mile away. We'll be talking about what are some of the diagnostics and other help for folks who have gotten COVID shots? And he's been very helpful in that in the past. We had him on a couple of times before. And I think we have everything rolling, but I'm going to have to go double check on the Facebook live stream in just a moment. That is over. I need to just check the audio, make sure that's going. But if the audio isn't any good, I'll have to stop it and post it after the show. That's originating at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, which I'll share over to the Republic Broadcasting page at facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. Here with you every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. to noon to Central, and you can join the chat room also over at listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Anything you want to throw in there that you maybe don't feel like calling in about, or if I ask you to elucidate about, I may do that. If you want to post some information you want me to read on the air, I'll be more likely to do so if you describe it in your own words. And let's go over to check that out in just a moment. Your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My lighting isn't so good because part of my desk fell down, so it's good enough, I guess. And I guess I'm having to be my own video producer as well as checking the audio just on the Facebook live feed. So, good. We have the audio stream. That sounds good. And I forgot to check the volume level on it before I got started, but good. All right. And all the settings are correct. If nothing, as far as I can tell, has changed. And now in the chat room, and thanks, Mer Bailey, for sharing the Facebook Live link, as she tends to do so promptly before I do. And let me pull up my script here in just a moment. you know, Skype had to do some updates on a couple computers that I'm connecting to, and I had to wait a little while before that was done, and all sorts of various updates that are opportunistic at the worst possible time. So I do prepare for these things, though. I do have a thumb drive that's ready to go. And so let's start out with just a little bit of, I guess, an overall update with clip number one, Sam, there in the control room, if you have that ready. Let's give an update on the state of affairs in the world, and I think it sums it up pretty quickly, pretty succinctly. So, Sam, if you have clip one ready, please roll it. Or I'll continue on with other things. Sam, have you got clip one or any of the other clips available? If not, I'll just continue on with the show. Okay, well, let's start out, I guess, on a different note. Pray for all those all around the world. Pray for starting out with the upliftment of creation. Focus that unity of focus on those who have been so traumatized and killed recently in the Middle East and Turkey, Syria, and in those earthquakes, the thousands dead, and those suffering. And of course, do what you can. And of course, Ohio, Philadelphia area, the huge toxic disaster that's there, and the people with their health conditions suddenly appearing or worsening, and their livestock, their pets, their creatures, their future, their homes in jeopardy or destroyed. I encourage folks to have a bug out bag, but if you have something, if you're the preparedness type of person, then certainly there's something we can do to help logistically, giving them non-perishables or whatever other physical help. So please focus sending your love, at the very least, to comforting them and helping them find their direction to be guided and guarded. And we'll have to do more on that in the future when we have time. Don't know if we have any time to play clips on folks getting rashes. That was pretty well covered on the High Wire with Del Bigtree. A lot of health issues. The last edition, last Friday, February 16th, 2023, over at thehighwire.com. And Sam, if you're reading me, could you let me know if you have clip one ready to roll, or any of the others? Pardon me. I know I can't do this justice, this topic justice, on how much we need to pray. And there isn't enough time on the radio show to go into a silent meditation. You know, people will start tuning out pretty quickly when there's dead air. So that's not an option. As much as I like it, as strange as that might seem, of course I'm uplifted by music and singing and exercising the throat chakra, the throat to the vocal cords, and being able to sing loud and practice my singing in the privacy of my own home. Fortunate to have a good lung capacity from riding a bike for a long time, and
couple years ago, the x-ray showed that I have long lungs from all that cardiovascular exercise. So I do like my music, and I do like to sing along, though not going to get that on this show, neither are you going to get any silence. So I was considering playing some music, but I can't think of anything to do somber justice. And so when you do meditate and pray, please focus, as I always say, on your third eye and your heart. And please do that as constantly and consciously as possible. When you communicate with others, do the same. Think of speaking third eye to third eye, heart to heart. So you're both listening and able to be persuaded and have more confidence in your power of persuasion. So please pray for all those grief-stricken, and again, when you do so, what I visualize is energizes. It's for the upliftment of creation. We are all as individual cells in creation, and I think the Holy Spirit is the soul of creation that wants us to realize our direct God connection, to also work better as cells, to function better, communicate better with other seeming cells in creation, but be able to empathize with them and, you know, love your enemies, even for your adversaries, a good idea, because then you get to know from where they come, where their background is, their frame of reference, their strategy of attack, their tactics, their weapons, their intended weapons, and avoid and defuse them whenever possible. So pray for the upliftment of creation, of humanity, and of our realizing our interconnectedness, and we all have to come together on this. And the gangsters are really our common enemy that are causing the depravity, that if we can localize more, as we are forced to do in our terms of our food, energy, communications, politics, then we can strengthen the whole much better. Of course, I'm worried about a nuclear attack, but how do you prepare for that the same way? That's by preparing your community to be more resilient, and then be more likely to build bomb shelters if that so is your, if that so strikes your fancy, or community bomb shelter. That would be a good idea, I think. Shelters all around, a decentralized energy grid. You know, people allowed to have solar systems that are not tied into the grid, because at least here in Florida, and I know other states, that they're required by statute, you're required to be tied into the grid. And of course, you're allowed to sell it back at wholesale prices, but you're required to be dependent and not allowed to network, become your own independent neighborhood power grid. There have been initiatives I was a part of a few years ago, and back in 2016, I think, maybe 2017, to stop that. That fell through, that ballot initiative, that those, I'm trying to remember the term, those, the term slips me right now. It's the pressure, the performance anxiety, I guess. Can't remember a simple term like that. The ballot initiative failed after we were petitioning, so as I thought of the word soliciting petitions. I was a petition solicitor. I was disappointed. I got no real answers as to why that was shut down. Nothing that made sense anyway. But it was a very profitable first ballot for petition solicitors. I just didn't understand why it was put on the ballot. I'm not going to get into that, but that's something that is really just shows the stranglehold of the corporatism, the fascism. But what could be more fascist than bankster gangsters? So again, focus on not expecting your politicians to reform economics, but to promote and participate in community currencies, which I think is the best because they are tangible. And if the currency or item is not in your possession, do you really own it? Of course not. So I think community currencies are best, and time banks, barter networks, cooperative swap shops, and supplementally community gardens where you can buy, sell, trade, give away, plant seeds, cuttings, knowledge, and grow a sense of unity in the community among people of all political persuasions, because you are all there. It's understood you're all there for each other's health, well-being, and learning how to grow stuff. And you don't have to go through uncomfortable conversations, so many other things you can get into. So I'm done with that, and we will get into your calls when we get back, Fred. So keep on, let's hold on the line. We'll be back here at Liberation Station Radio Show, and Dr. Jared Roscoe will join us in 10 minutes. Take care.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and Fred in New Jersey, good morning. What's on your mind?
And to give people a heads up about something, I've been on ivermectin for 2 years now, and it's getting harder to get. And if you go to, like, the Walgreens, it costs like $3 a pill. I found an outfit called RX Care Store. I found them online, and they're the largest purveyor of generic drugs in the world based out of India. I ended up paying 86 cents a piece for the ivermectin that I purchased. I got 600 tablets for $520. I'm helping some people that can't get it by making a large order. And I can't say enough about this because Biden this morning is talking about making this deal with the WHO. And if they make that deal, then they're going to have control over our health care pretty much and what we can do. So I don't know. I think there will come a point. I can say this, that once it hit the U.S., there was U.S. Customs. They cut it open. They looked inside of it. And then they put a piece of tape on the outside of it and wrote ivermectin on it. And then it went through the USPS. So I'm very happy to talk about that because I really think that this is getting harder and harder to find. And the people that have it are gouging $2, $3, $4 a pill. So that's my that's what I have to say. I hope people out there that are looking for that kind of help, they can get it. We do have friends that have had numerous shots. And they are now taking ivermectin. It seems to be helping them. And yeah. So that's the heads up. I just wanted to use your show as a way to get that out there.
Yeah, Fred, that's great. That's really good info because, I know that the FDA really, a few months ago, they seized all the shipments that my... and everybody's shipments, just in my neighborhood, the next street over, there's a chiropractor who had his shipment seized. So,
the way to look at this is capital R, lowercase x, C A R E, and then capital S, and then T O R E. It's RX Store. So I think you could get it that way. I found it online, like I said, and, I thought I was buying it out of Canada, and it ended up. Now it took me literally 15 days from the time I ordered. I used PayPal. They threw back at me, wanting to know what I'm doing. I just said I'm buying goods, and then the order went through. So, like I said, right now I think this is great. I thank these people. I went back on an email. And they said, let people know. So I thought I'd use the radio station to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good to know as it gets more and more suppressed, the hydroxychloroquine, too. And people can learn how to make that. So I appreciate that, Fred. And got to move on.
Have a good day, sir. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Do we have time, Sam, to play clip one, or can we play it when we come back? All right, clip one if we've got it.
Before this UFO conveniently got everybody's attention off of them. It's starting to look likely that Joe Biden was responsible for the Nord Stream pipeline blowing up, dude. That's an act of war, and he lied about it, and it's a climate catastrophe, and nobody's talking about it. Hunter Biden is going after people for sharing personal information from, guess what? The laptop, which means it was his, which means Joe Biden lied about everything. The emails in that laptop prove that Joe Biden was making money on Chinese and Ukraine business deals with his son. There's Twitter hearings going on right now, and the former Twitter executives are saying that they cooperated with the FBI to censor that Hunter Biden laptop story from you, the public, right before an election, which is more election meddling than any other bad country could hope for. The other thing the public's being made aware of is all of the side effects that are coming from the vaccines because the government employees are telling the Twitter executives, I've got side effects that I can't get rid of, and you censored the information which would have helped me make a better decision from Harvard and Stanford medical experts. There's also massive excess deaths that are happening in almost every country right now, and nobody can figure out why. And now they've added that COVID-19 vaccine to the routine schedule for children. Some won't be able to even go to school unless they get this shit, dude. But your friend the media is telling you about the UFO. Crap, let me
Well, I think that did a pretty good job of summing it up. We'll be back when we return with Dr. Jared Roscoe, If he's board certified integrative medicine, a chiropractic physician here in Clearwater, Florida. If you have your questions on what to do, maybe you've gotten a COVID shot, and how can you check to see if you might be experiencing any undiagnosed problems in other health. We'll be back here with Dr. Jared Roscoe on Liberation Station. Stay tuned.
Think I might die, yes, I take what they got. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought, no thought. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're gonna pay for me. It's not too late for me, is it? Now it's my turn to be injected. They say it's gonna hurt, but I'll be protected. And when they get the word, I do as I'm directed. I'm not the kind of person to do something unexpected.
I do everything the doctors tell me. Follow all those pills they sell me.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turn around. I see a glimpse of a recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. What I mean is why. Everybody's playing at school. Better get my passion free.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and we're joined by Dr. Jared Roscoe today. Once again, I'll get you up on the screen in just a moment, Dr. Roscoe. Once you start talking, I think that's when I can have you show up here in the main view with a Skype. And let folks know again, Dr. Roscoe's website is NewEraMedicalCenter.com. That's NewEraMedicalCenter.com. Board certified in integrative medicine. We're going to cover some diagnostics and other potential help for COVID shot recipients, nutrition and therapies like oxygen. He offers treatments like ozone through EBO2 blood purification, stem cells, Novothor photobiomodulation or PBM light, Hugo PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field, and NAD, vitamin, that's a vitamin B, NAD plus, that is, plus vaccine shedding, spike transmission we might talk about again, mechanisms of injury, how to get well and recover from chronic long-haul COVID, or is it long-haul spike exposure from your body reproducing? We'll have that question, and what to do if you're injected. So, I'll breeze through your little bio here, Dr. Roscoe, formerly trained as a doctor of chiropractic medicine by the finest institution in the world, Palmer University. He graduated from their prestigious Doctor of Chiropractic Medicine program with research honors, awarded for his original contributions to the advancement of integrative and holistic healthcare in the field of research. He was selected from a national candidate pool to be the first ever chiropractic physician to practice for the United States government in their flagship hospital, Walter Reed Bethesda, Fort Belvoir. Here he was the personal physician to many of the president's cabinet members. He has practiced aboard in India and the Netherlands, donating his time to help those without access to proper health care. He has also completed the majority of his medical doctorate and is currently working through a research elective with Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Has extensive training in functional medicine, anti-aging medicine, proper practice of integrative medicine. And again, his site is New Era Medical Center. That's NewEraMedicalCenter.com. Thanks for coming back on the show, Dr. Roscoe.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, Chris. Thank you for having me again.
All right. Where would you like to start? Is there anything that I got wrong that you'd like to update us on? You're up.
You did a great adventures. Job. you did a great job. That was perfect. I'm ready. If you've got questions for me or if we have callers right out the gate, we can just dive right in.
All right. Calls are welcome. Once again, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Dr. Roscoe, I'd like to start with, what are some of the diagnostics COVID shot recipients, they're questioning, and maybe they don't want to question, maybe they don't want to admit they have buyer's remorse, but, where would you start maybe in terms of finding if they have any issues that they might suspect are related, or even if they don't have any issues and they just want to know if they've gotten the COVID shot, how they might be affected?
What a great question. Yeah, and I'll tell you something, Chris. It's not just people that got the shot. This is pretty much anybody that walks into our our practice nowadays. We work them up very thoroughly. Okay, we check them for cardiovascular inflammation. There's about 6 or 7 markers that we can look at on a blood test evaluation to find out what's going on with the heart. Is it under duress? Is it inflamed? Is there a future cardiovascular incident coming for them? What's the likelihood, rather? So this is just about everybody that comes through the door that we work up. Now, we do actually have quite a few vaccine damage patients, okay, that come to see us. Most recently, they're flying in from Venezuela, from Argentina, all over the United States because, their specialists in their home country or their hometown can't figure out what's wrong with them, right, using traditional standard medical tests. But they know, the patient knows something's not right. So this is the average patient I'd say that's coming to see us these days. And, you know, I don't know how specific you want me to get into what exact tests, but what we look for blood clotting. Like.
Yeah. I just want, you know, want folks to know maybe if they're being bamboozled, or maybe they have too good of insurance and they're being exploited for that. You know, I've heard it said that the better, the most dangerous, I've heard Dr. Robert Scott Bell and Dr. Homeopathy say that really good medical insurance is the most dangerous thing you can have going into a hospital. I don't know if you might agree with that, because they say, oh, look, they prize your insurance for the ability to run maybe unnecessary tests and do unnecessary procedures or maybe worsen things in order to, for the long term, exploit you as well. So what do you think about, yeah, get as specific as you'd like, and I'd like to, you know, maybe is there a cost, a price advantage that would help people prioritize if they don't have insurance, for example?
Of course, yeah. Well, for, you know, Robert Scott Bell is amazing, by the way. He's a what a brilliant physician. But, you know, what I want to say, interesting, though, Chris, sometimes it's the opposite. Of course, there's that whole game of testing and maybe throwing things in that shouldn't be there. What I see more likely than that is the insurance company won't pay for the tests, right? They won't permit the patient to get the proper workup, to do the deep dive and the necessary diagnostics. And that's because, you know, if you look at this, the third-party payer, right, this model of insurance, they're in a, it's a for-profit enterprise, the way this is set up. You pay them every month, and their goal or their what they want to do is keep that money. The last thing they want to do is then pay out that money for lots of advanced testing and diagnostics. So, you know, maybe 10 years ago, I decided I was done. Because what they do is they set their own rules, right? The company, the insurance company will set their own rules and say, we only pay for XYZ and nothing else. So then whenever I call them and I say, hey, look, this patient needs to have an echocardiogram. They need a calcium score. These are diagnostic imaging tests for the heart. They need these cardiovascular markers on a blood evaluation. They have their physician that they pay to sit there and say, hey, look, here's all that we approve. It's a cholesterol test, you know, what we call a complete blood count, which looks at your red blood cell count, your white blood cell count. And, you know, that's about it. Maybe a metabolic panel. This costs about $25. And that's it. And that's what they're going to pay for, which, of course, opens the door to cholesterol medication, blood pressure medication, you know, and the sort. What it doesn't do is answer the question, what the heck's going on with the patient? So about 10 years ago, what I said was, that's it. I'm done fighting with these guys. They're not in it. You know, and that's a global statement. But the ones I've ever dealt with, they're not in it for what the patient needs. They're in it for their bottom line. So we went cash in my business about 10 years ago and have never turned back. And in a cash-based model, which is kind of what you mentioned too, you know, what is this going to cost the patient? But in a cash-based model, the patient gets the testing they need exactly when they need it in the quantity that they need. You know, there's no third party to say yes or no. And that's one of the big secrets to our success is when you do come to see us, there's an elaborate workup. Okay, we work the patient up inside and out. No embellishment, 60, 70, 80, 90 pages of results to fully understand what's happening with them. Now, that can get a little pricier, but to answer your question more directly, and here's where I want to start with this. What do you do? You're vaccinated. You've had COVID multiple times. You're around vaccinated people. Whatever it is in this whole world of COVID and spike protein, you're concerned about it. Okay, Chris, the first thing you need to look at, believe it or not, it's a test for HIV. HIV/AIDS. Why? Not because you have HIV/AIDS. That's not why. But if you remember back in the... Right.
You're saying the clinical test for HIV is the same, isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, this is a test that was developed for AIDS patients. Okay. What it is, it looks at, you know, just a quick lesson, red blood cells carry oxygen. That's red blood cells. White blood cells, that's our immune system. Okay. And it's not just like there's one generic kind of white blood cell. There's multiple. Okay, there's many, many different types of white blood cells that are highly specialized. So there's a blood test for HIV patients where you can look at basically the strength of the immune response. Now, what do you die from in HIV? Do you know the answer to this?
Lack of immunes, antibodies or T cells. T lymphocytes?
Hey, impressive. You don't die from that. You die from anything that wants to kill you at that point. Because what does the CD4 white blood cell do? I explain it to my patients. We call it a CD4 helper cell. But, you know, I'm not in love with that name. Really, I tell them, look, it's kind of like the boss of the immune system. It tells the other white blood cells what to do. It orchestrates the immune response, more or less. So HIV virus by itself, you can have that in your body for 50 years. It does nothing to you, except it will kill your CD4 white blood cell count. So it doesn't matter how many vitamins, minerals, probiotics, the strength of all the other white blood cells. It's irrelevant if you don't have enough CD4 white blood cells to run the show. So was that Mother Nature? Was that cooked up in a lab? That might be a bit beyond our scope today. But the point is, it's pretty darn elegant. And it's pretty darn smart for it to just get in the body, do nothing else, but cripple our immune system by attacking that CD4 white blood cell. So why am I talking about this, right? What does all this have to do with HIV? Okay, because until 2020, I've never run this blood test on anybody. Okay, why in 2020? Well, as we all know, the world changed, right? What did we start seeing? COVID. Not long after that, what do we start seeing? Vaccine damage, long COVID. What some different brilliant PhDs and scientists and different clinicians were able to identify was just like HIV, the spike protein selectively will kill off CD4. And it gave birth to a new condition called VAIDS. ZAIDS with a V in front of it, vaccine acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. And you don't believe this till you start seeing it, but in my small town here in Clearwater, Florida, you know, in my very practice, this is 100% what I see on my blood labs, the CD4 count dipping well below 500, which we call the danger zone, and actually crossing the 200 threshold, which then actually is a clinical diagnosis of AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, not by the HIV virus, but AIDS nonetheless. So all that to say that the first thing you need to check, what the heck is happening to your immune system? And that's the CD4 CD8 ratio panel. Okay, that's the first test I always, always, always look at.
And so, aren't the CD4s, the CD8 T cells, the front lines when you get an infection? They're the first ones, like you're saying, to coordinate and respond. And I asked the question in the context of wondering, you know, what's the logic of stimulating an artificial antibody response to nevertheless synthetic genetics spike protein and all those issues with the spike protein, but the ability to mobilize at front lines is being detracted from by fueling an antibody response, let alone a false response, a response that's not going to find anything because the shots of they don't cover the variants. I know Dr. Peter McCullough about a month ago on his podcast said about he uncovered all the official government data that the COVID shots for the boosters are only covering 2.6% of the variants out there present. And that was a month ago, so I'm sure it's even less now. So the idea I think is kind of akin to taking all your resources from the Coast Guard and the National Guard and the military and giving all these weapons of war and funding and financing to podunks in flyover country who don't know how to use it eventually the enemy will get to them, but you know, why not give it to the first and the best to respond? Is that a proper question?
I think it's a great question. I think it's a great question. You know, on that note, what I want to say too is I think let's look at this. You mentioned the immune response, and you mentioned a couple of very interesting comments there about how our bodies work and whatnot. The first thing I like to do too when these patients walk in the door is I say, do you know what they injected you with? Do you know what this is? And I try to be as cool and collected as I can about this. My goal is never to spread fear. It's never to make the guy panic. I try my mantra every day is solutions, provide solutions.
Cortisol drives inflammation. So you don't want to be a fear monger, cry wolf maybe, I know you wait for the right time to give them the information that, you know, you're not withholding it, of course, but you're just going to have to wait till the right time is a the caring physician to give it to them. So I don't know what approach yours is, but I think that's important to recognize.
Oh, it totally is. You know, because the way it is right now, that egg's been scrambled. You can't unscramble the egg, so to speak. You know, once that injection's in there, and so I clarify with them. You know, like, look, we can keep you healthy. We can keep the body humming along pretty nicely, but you're going to need some maintenance from now on. Just to keep this under control, because what these injections are, Chris, and I'm pretty sure you know this concept, they're genetic material. That's what the patient's being injected with. It's not a weakened version. I can't tell you how many people got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it was a traditional vaccine. It was a weakened version of the COVID virus. No, it wasn't. That's a complete lie, complete misunderstanding. The Johnson & Johnson is a DNA vaccine. The Pfizer, Moderna are RNA vaccines. Don't let that confuse you. Either way, it's just a slight different take on DNA. That's all RNA is. It's a copy of DNA. That's it. Don't get confused, you know, in the nuances here. Either way, you're getting injected with DNA or something that becomes DNA in the body. You know, our bodies will turn that RNA back into DNA. So either way, I have to make sure the patient understands, look, you got a DNA injection. And that foreign DNA, none of this is my opinion. This is very, very well fleshed out by peer-reviewed medical literature. This is factual scientific proof now. We know that DNA is going to leave your shoulder muscle. It's going to go to every organ in your body, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, where it's going to be found inside your DNA. It actually migrates to the nucleus, which is the center of the cell that houses our DNA. And that foreign DNA from the injection is going to join up with our DNA, and then it's with you for life. And what it does, what's that DNA do, that foreign DNA? It tells your body to make the spike protein. So after you've gotten this injection, I don't care if it was the Pfizer or Moderna, you only got one or you got four of them, doesn't matter. That foreign genetic material is in your body now is obsessively, constantly manufacturing spike protein. As we know, spike protein's toxic. It's not really compatible with human life long term. So you have to intervene, is what I'm saying. If you got that shot, truth of it is, these days, it's not an if, it's just a when, right? Something's coming your way, so you need to act, right? And I'm not a scary doctor, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I also don't want to sit on this information. So the good news is, and this is where I talk about solutions and hope, we have great solutions. That's kind of what you were talking about up front. We do blood filtration in my office. We do blood transfusions, intravenous fetal cord blood. This is like a stem cell type product that we give intravenously, et cetera, intravenous glutathione. Intravenous NAC. When we have rave reviews with this, we have athletes that can't walk up the stairs that, you know, start playing 90-minute soccer games again at full speed. We can fix this. We can fix this. Okay, but that's number one, is understanding the problem, is that this is not a weakened version of the COVID virus. This was genetic material that will stay in your body and will perpetually cause spike protein formation in your body. And every several months, you are going to have to come back and get treated again, because it will just add up again and again. So that's the hardest part, is day one, making sure that the patient gets what really happened to them.
So you think that spike protein production might go down over time?
I don't.
No?
Not from what I've seen. You know, we don't have a 10-year study to prove that, but from what I've seen, you know, living this every day, touching these patients every day, you know, doing their blood tests, seeing what happens with their intravenous therapies, it comes back. This is just me talking now, but it comes back from what I see. You know, it takes work to keep it out of the body and to keep the levels down.
How about any of your patients you're treating, have they had the COVID shot more than 12 months ago, maybe 13, 14 months? I'm wondering if by then, you know, since their last shot, if maybe their production has gone down from... Some research I've seen, I'll have to send you, from Dr. Bruce Patterson, and you know, I correlate that with the Walgreens COVID-19 tracker that shows that likelihood of contracting COVID is, of course, much less if you've never gotten a COVID shot, but after 12 months from the last time you received the shot, then the likelihood of being diagnosed with COVID starts going down at that point, goes up until that point, then at 12 months. It starts going down, but they don't show on the graph 13, 14, 15 months. So that's why I was wondering if, you know, how many of your patients, if any, have gotten the COVID shot 12 months or more, you know, prior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many. Yeah, that's the simple answer. Many have. Yeah, many were right out the gate when it came out. Because, again, these are from different countries. They didn't have a choice to get into the United States. So, yeah, I mean, I wish I had better news. I wish I could say, oh, you know, hey, good news. It fades over time. Look, if someone else is seeing that, I'd love to read their research. I'd love to call them and pick their brain. But I don't see that. What I see, Chris, is there, if we don't intervene, it does this, meaning their health. Their health just goes slowly, gradually down until there's a heart attack, until there's a cancer diagnosis, until there's some kind of a stroke, until something else that they've already had, a pre-existing condition, their diabetes, you know, gets out of control. Their autoimmune disease flares up worse than it's ever been. I mean, these are daily occurrences. You know, the Crohn's patient that got vaccinated or has long COVID. You know, let's talk about it for a second. What's the mechanism? What are we dealing with here? What's long COVID, right? We now know what's the vaccine damage patient. It's an overabundance of spike protein stuck in the body. Okay, what's long COVID? An overabundance of spike protein stuck in the body, right? What's the novel thing here that we've had since 2020, right? What did they have years ago? I mean, 1978, they started Lyme disease with bacteria. This is a man-made bug, right? That's not Mother Nature. You can read this. There's Freedom of Information Act documents that have been released that talk about different sections of the military that would develop microbes and genetically modified bacteria and, you know, protozoa, which are parasites, and modify them so they could be far more infectious, impossible to detect on routine blood screenings, and wouldn't kill the patient, but they'd cause chronic debilitating illness. Not a bad weapon in the late 70s, right? We graduated to HIV in the 80s. All right, smarter. Let's use viruses instead of bugs. Viruses aren't alive. They're very durable. They can live outside the body in a dust pile for years. On top of that, HIV doesn't kill you. It kills your immune system, and then Mother Nature steps in and kills you. Pretty darn smart. Okay, from there, we tried other designer viruses. What, Ebola in the 90s, West Nile, avian flu, all these kinds of things, swine flu, et cetera, these different things. Until finally they got really smart and realized, here's our newest weapon, spike protein. But here's where they really, you know, I'm saying they, I'm talking about the people that invent this stuff. Here's where this really is a novel concept. As I said, with the vaccine, you make your own poison. You don't have to be exposed from an external source. From my vantage point, looking at this, they shut the whole world down to put those needles in us. So we make our own poison now. Doesn't matter about external exposure, that DNA is going to stay in your body. And your reference on this, there's a Swiss study that came out almost a year ago by now, where they found that foreign DNA in the nucleus of the liver cells, right? You get the injection up in your shoulder, and it's supposed to stay in your shoulder. Well, no, that's not correct. You talked to Ryan Cole, a brilliant physician here, a pathologist, who, separate from that Swiss study, has also done many, many autopsies on these patients. And he can find the spike protein and that foreign DNA all throughout the body of these patients. That Swiss study says the same exact thing. That foreign DNA is found in the liver cells of these patients, which means you're making your own poison. It doesn't stop. You know, that's the novel thing here with the COVID injections.
Yeah, that study that you're mentioning, I believe, is, I'll pull up here in just a moment for the audience's reference. I have it in my notes here. And, we'll come back in the second hour here and mention that and have that ready to go. Fire off.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated.
Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.